Identifying goals and objectives. The goals and objectives of a surveillance program are identified through a risk assessment. In order to prevent the spread of infectious agents and organisms, the IP must understand the risk factors that facilitate transmission in healthcare settings. Healthcare facility IPs can also review reports, scorecards, and publications distributed through public health departments to help inform their own risk assessments. Public health departments may conduct risk assessments themselves to allow for the identification of risk factors throughout the community as well. As addressed elsewhere, risk assessment types include community-wide, facility all-hazards, and IPC-specific. While the purpose of a risk assessment is to identify trends and interventions that will help prevent and control infections, it is the surveillance program's purpose to provide actionable information. In other words, the goal of risk assessments is to identify what needs to be done in the future to prevent or decrease the risk of infection and other adverse effects. The surveillance plan should include details specific to the facility and the findings of its risk assessment. A full understanding of the potential risks allows an IP to design a surveillance plan that captures information necessary for detecting outbreaks and to translate these findings into control measures for mitigating the transmission of infectious diseases. An understanding of core epidemiological concepts and principles gives the IP the ability to present both reactive and proactive recommendations. IPs may also assist emergency preparedness, emergency management, health departments, and other entities both internally and externally in performing/contributing to risk assessments. Key point. The primary goal for all surveillance programs is to prevent and control HAIs and improve patient outcomes. Surveillance goals and objectives are based on the findings in the facility's risk assessments.